Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham here in Miami, Florida. It is 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern. Here's the latest update on Hurricane Ida. We do have some changes. We have a brand new advisory just issued. And you look at this satellite and you're starting to see some of that convection around the center. It's getting stronger, and that's related in our latest forecast. 85 mile per hour winds now, and we're moving at northwest at 16 miles an hour. So we're continuing to strengthen. Here is your updated forecast. No changes. That forecast track has been pretty close to the same for days. Looking at it becoming a major hurricane with time, increasing in intensity as we move over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico and head towards the Louisiana coast with time. We have hurricane warnings up for portions of Louisiana and Mississippi Gulf Coast right there in red, and that's where we're going to see some of this intense wind and destructive and dangerous wind with time. Timing-wise, let's look at this right here. This is Sunday afternoon, the center, Sunday afternoon, getting into the evening, getting close to the coastline, but the winds will be well out ahead of it with time still moving as a hurricane. So places like Baton Rouge, you don't just have to be on the coast to get some of these dangerous, destructive winds. You start looking at the system moving northward over portions of Baton Rouge and getting up into Vicksburg, Natchez, and even get up to Greenwood, Greenville into Mississippi. So significant amount of wind damage, dangerous situation associated with the wind. Remember, really important. Can't wait just for that center. Some of those tropical storm force winds reach Plaquemines Parish early in the morning, tomorrow morning, and then spreading northward through the day on Sunday. So you got to wrap stuff up today. You got to wrap everything up today with your preparedness, because the winds are going to start arriving Sunday morning, tomorrow morning. Storm surge, incredibly dangerous, life-threatening storm surge in this situation. Seeing areas mouth of the Mississippi River to Morgan City, 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. That's water up your pant leg. Well above my head, just an incredible, dangerous amount of storm surge. Intercoastal city to Morgan City, 6 to 9 feet, including Vermilion Bay, and even east of the Mississippi River over to Ocean Springs, some places 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Lake Pontchartrain, 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. I do want to show some of the inundation because I think it's important to see it on this map. Dulac over Montague up to Houma. You look over at Morgan City, so St. Mary Parish, St. Martin Parish, make sure you listen to those local officials. Terrebonne, Lafourche Parish, any one of these areas, listen to those local officials. That's an incredible amount of storm surge, just life-threatening situation associated with the storm surge in that area. And also we see areas around Lake Pontchartrain as well, up the Pearl River, starting to see some areas here with some significant storm surge, even places like near Lacombe, Mandeville, any one of these areas, Laplace. Really keep an eye on this. Listen to those local officials. This is a life-threatening amount of rainfall. Yeah, simple as that. The values here in red, we're looking at some areas here, 10 to 15 inches of rainfall. Areas around Metro New Orleans, really looking up to Hammond. You start looking at Morgan City, Houma. Some areas could even get up to 20 inches of rainfall, dangerous. And even northward into Mississippi, don't forget, even if you're north into Mississippi, you can still get some areas 5 to 8 inches of rain. So that's been the latest information. Listen to those local officials. The time is now. The time is now. Today, you have today to wrap up your preparedness. This is Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.